Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Vav Chulin 126. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah is talking about on Kuf Chav Vav on 126b, the eggs of a sheretz. A sheretz is a certain reptile or rodents. So the Mishnah is discussing when does the egg of that sheretz, this rodent or reptile, when is it able to transmit the tumah and when does it not transmit the ritual impurity? So says our Mishnah, Beitzas HaSheretz HaMerukemes, that if you have the egg of this rodent or reptile that has begun to form its embryo, and so therefore if a person will touch the shell of the egg, it's complete and they won't be able to touch the formed embryo, then our Mishnah says Tahora, that one who touches it is ritually pure because the embryo is not able to transmit the tumah through the egg itself. However, if the shell was nikva, if the shell has a hole in it, then we say even if the hole was kosher, even if it was a very small hole, the one who touches the shell, it's as though they have touched the actual sheretz because the embryo began to form and tamei. And we're going to say that this embryo is going to therefore be able to transmit the tumah. Then our mission gets into the controversial aspect. It talks about a mouse, which is one of the sheretzim, an achbar, a mouse. But Rashi says that this achbar, which we're talking about, this mouse that we're talking about, is yesh min achbar. Rashi writes, there's a type of mouse she'enu parav harava, that doesn't produce on its own, ela me'atzmo notzer me'adama ka'ashba ha'ashretzes tolayim. And Rashi is saying that this mouse doesn't reproduce on its own, but it comes forth from the ground. It's spontaneously generated from the ground, like worms that come forth from the ground. So that's something that which is very difficult for us to understand, but we'll get back to that in a moment. So the Mishnah says this such a mouse, shechetzio basar vechetzio adama, at that point, since it's half earth and half flesh, therefore, says our Mishnah, nogeh babas, or one who touches the fleshy part of the mouse that's beginning to form, is going to be tamei, because that's the dead mouse, and half of it that you touched is flesh, so you're going to be tamei. But ba'adama, one who touches the earthy part of it, is going to be tahor, is going to be ritually pure, because that part is not yet formed into an animal. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, afa nogeya ba'adama shekineged abasar tamei. Also, one who touches the earth, since it's corresponding to the flesh, we're going to give it like the law of the flesh itself, and therefore we're going to say it is tamei. So again, going back to this idea that Rashi says what we're talking about here is a mouse that is a half mouse and half earth at the beginning of its formation, and because Rashi says that this mouse is basically spontaneously generated from the earth. So the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, chapter 7, Mishnah 6, the Rambam writes that he knows of such a mouse, and he says that this such a mouse is, that he's heard about such a mouse, and such a mouse, what it was it was created from the earth until half of it was flesh, and the other half was still earth at that point. And he says, the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, that this is something that's very, very famous, and there's no limit to the number of people who have told him that they saw such a thing, even though he says the very existence of such a creature is shocking to him, and he doesn't know how to explain it. That's what the Rambam writes. And Sefer Nachal Bechi says, why is the Rambam so shocked about this such a creature, that such a creature exists? And maybe we know that there can be creatures, so why is the Rambam expressing such astonishment? But nevertheless, we know that many people are astonished by it, because certainly I'm astonished by the fact, how can you have such a creature that is spontaneously generated from the ground? And another aspect of it is, how can you have such a creature which is half mouse and half earth? So the Tiferes Yisrael talks about this also. The Tiferes Yisrael writes, he says, Ani shamati, he says, I heard about apikorsim, heretics, who are mocking this creature, and they are, and also this creature is also recorded in Sanhedrin 91a, and they reject it, and they say it's impossibility. So therefore, the Tiferes Yisrael says, therefore I wanted to mention that which I found in a German work, which was written by a very famous German scholar, whose name was Link. And he says, says that he saw a creature like this, and he says that this mouse that he saw is called in Egyptian the Dipus Iaculus, and in German they used to call it at that time the spring mouse. That's how he writes it, spring mouse. And so that he says this creature, that the first part of it is a mouse, and the latter part of it is earth. And also this type of creature, that such a creature exists, the Torah Tamima also records such a thing. And indeed, that the Torah Tamima writes that if you go out and you'll find such a creature out there in the world. So we see that there are some rabbis who basically took upon themselves to support, not some rabbis, many, many rabbis took upon themselves to support this position, that indeed there is this concept of spontaneous generation, and indeed that you can find such a creature in the world today. However, this is very difficult for us. And so, even though there are many scholars, rabbis who are trying to support it, I personally want to rely upon the writings of Rav Huttner and the Pachad Yitzchak in the late 20th century. And he writes, he says, we know that there are some people who say that this creature exists. And he says, but I want to say, Aniyat Sa'ir, he says, I am young, and Ilmoe de Mistafina, if I would not be afraid to say it, what I would say is that if the people who argued for this spontaneous generation, if they would see all the scientific proofs that we have today, of course they would change their mind, and they would admit that indeed the point is that there is no such creature anymore. And so if only they had seen the science the way we know it, they would have for sure adopted our position. That's the position of Rav Huttner.